What's up, y'all? It's Mike, the movie guy of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another Netflix movie review. Movie I checked out earlier today. It's called Stripperland. Yep, Stripperland. It combines two of my favorite things, zombies and strippers. Yep. And I know it sounds kind of familiar, right? Stripperland to what movie? Anyone? Zombieland. Yes, Zombieland. Now, pretty much Stripperland pretty much follows the entire story with a little sprinkle of Dawn of the Dead, I personally feel. But basically, the movie's about across the United States, the world's all the strippers, major cities, all the strippers. A virus is going around contaminating all the strippers, and they have now become flesh-eating zombies. Yes, and they're ready to eat all of mankind. Now, in this movie, get ready, people, because you're going to see an occasional eyeball, arms getting twisted off, even someone, a stripper, eating someone's penis. Yep. So when you know there's a penis being eaten, you know the movie's going to be good. I didn't care that it followed and copied Zombieland at all. It's a fun movie. It's a B-horror movie. I liked it. I liked all the characters. I liked all the special effects. Even though they were over the top, they were cool. Definitely liked and thought it was funny that they the way that they had all the rules. Instead of surviving zombies, it was like rules about strippers. And I've dated quite a few strippers in my day, and they were pretty much on point with a lot of them. So is it worth checking out? Yeah, it's on Netflix. If you're looking for just a good comedy, fun zombie flick with lots of blood and strippers and boobs and asses, that's your movie. There is some cameos, which is kind of cool. One of the Baldwin brothers, I'm not going to ruin it for you. He's in the movie as Double D. Wait till you get ready to see that. And of course, the Scream Queen herself, Lydia Quigley. Yeah, some of y'all don't know who she is. She's old school Scream Queen. I loved her in all those horror movies back in the days. So I'm a big fan. So it was cool seeing her do a little cameo in that movie. So Stripperland is on Netflix. You can buy it too if you want. So it's definitely worth checking out. How many popcorns do I give it? 3 out of 5 popcorns for Stripperland. If you like strippers and you like zombies, check it out. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. I'm always tweeting about certain kind of crap. You'll never know what the hell I'm talking about. And make sure you check out my blog every once in a while. Or, you know, just bookmark it. iWatchMike.com. Peace.